From All Fall Down by John Mortimer. The time will come in your life, it will almost certainly come, when the voice of God will thunder at you from a cloud. From this day forth, thou shalt not be able to put on thine own socks. To the young, to the middle-aged even, this may seem a remote and improbable accident that only happens to other people. It has to be said, however, that the day will most probably dawn when your pale foot will wander through the air, incapable of hitting the narrow opening of a suspended sock. Those fortunate enough to live with families will call out for help. The situation is, in minor ways, humiliating and comical. It's a law of script writing that scenes get shorter and the action speeds up towards the end. In childhood, the afternoons spread out for years. For the old, the years flicker past like the briefest of afternoons. The playwright Christopher Fry, now 93, told me that after the age of 80, you seem to be having breakfast every 5 minutes. The aging process is not gradual or gentle. It rushes up, pushes you over, and runs off laughing. No one should grow old who isn't ready to appear ridiculous. The film scenes building to an inevitable climax tend less to tragedy than farce. Dying is a matter of slapstick and pratfalls. All over the world, men and women who have experienced a reasonable quantity of life are toppling over, collapsing in kitchens, or hurtling downstairs. There is always a thrill of panic at the end of the bathing process. Will you make it to dry land, or crash back, humiliated into soapy water? Throw out a leg and feel for the bath mat. Pull upwards and clutch the edge of the bath between the buttocks. A push and a pull on various handles, and magically you're out, sitting safely home and prepared to be dried. Sitting in a wheelchair at parties, your eyes are at the level of speechless crotches. Drinks are held, samosas and cocktail sausages nibbled and gobbled high above your head. You're a child again, because nobody stoops to have conversation with you. There is laughter, gossip, flirtation in the upper air. In the world of childhood and old age, there is isolation among the knees. Only an occasional face is lowered, offers a samosa or a scrap of smoked salmon on soggy bread, and floats up again to the grown-up world. If wheelchair riders are third-class citizens at parties, they are upgraded at airports, moving in triumph past long queues at passport control, getting only a polite pat at the search for weapons, being let onto the empty plane first.